Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Kansas officials confirmed a vote upholding abortion rights followed a partial recent recount Sunday in the Sunflower State. Fred Sherman is the Johnson County Elections Commissioner.
So over 126,000 ballots that was cast on Election Day here in Johnson County.
Authorities pulled a white SUV from California's Prosser Creek Reservoir Sunday evening. That's about a 30-minute drive north of Lake Tahoe. A private scuba team claims they have found the body of missing 16-year-old Kylie Rodney. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan was charged under the country's Anti-Terrorism Act Sunday for allegedly threatening senior police and a judge in a speech. The charge is significant escalation in the struggle for power between the former cricket player and the current government. Imran was kicked out of power in April from a no-confidence vote. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The daughter of an influential Russian political theorist who was often referred to as Putin's brain was killed in a car bombing outside Moscow on Sunday. 29-year-old Daria Dungina was killed with a suspected bomb planted in her SUV. There's a teacher shortage in America.
It's back to school season, but as parents are scrambling for pencils and books, schools are scrambling to find educators amid a nationwide teacher shortage. The National Education Association reportedly finding there are hundreds of thousands of fewer teachers and staff nationwide. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona says he believes the shortage stems from a perception about the profession.
This teacher shortage issue is a symptom of what I call a teacher respect issue. We need to respect the profession better.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
NASA's gigantic Artemis 1 rocket is counting down to a planned August 29th launch to the moon. America's space agency will host a series of Artemis 1 webcasts this week and next, leading up to the uncrewed launch on NASA's first space launch system from Launch Pad 39B at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The briefings start today and will run through launch day. With the FBI being accused of weaponizing the agency against their political opponents, there's been more talk on who really runs the country. The swamp is a term used to describe the unseen faces making the real decisions in D.C. A bipartisan group that uses the facade of a president to further their goals. That claim is made by the former president of the National Organization for Women in Los Angeles, Tammy Bruce, on Fox News overnight.
That's what we're seeing with the Biden administration now. You're seeing the result of the establishment of the bureaucracy running the country. And I would think that there is very little we can point to. There is nothing we can point to that has been good for the country. It has been damaging for the country because there is no center of leadership that is answerable to the American people. And that has got, we've got to get that back. And that's what 24 is going to be all about.
The National Football League preseason continued over the weekend. There will be a Monday Night Football game tonight. the New York Jets will host the Atlanta Falcons. My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we've got my good friend A.J. Rice, CEO of Publius PR, a premier communications firm in Washington, D.C. He's a brand manager, star whisperer, and auteur media influencer. A.J., how you doing, buddy?
Brother Martinez, it's really a pleasure to be here.
I'll tell you, great to have you on, especially in this. I think you and I, maybe we've done this once or twice over the years, but never about a book. Congratulations on this book, The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. This is incredible, AJ. You've done an outstanding job of this.
You know, yeah. I'm not sure we have done it. We've done it privately, but not for the audience.
Oh, I thought we've done it at least once or twice. I want to think so. You and I talk so often that I think that we've had these conversations.
I'm the man behind the curtain usually.
You and a few other
of my favorite hosts have lured me out of the castle.
Well, and we're all going to benefit from it greatly, along with our audience, because of what you have written in The Woking Dead. Explain to our audience, you know, what kept you up at 3 o'clock in the morning? Said you must write this book. That what are we talking about? 500 pages, almost 500 pages here. You were nonstop.
Well, not all that. Some of it's footnotes, but no, it's not the sequel to War and Peace. But what did keep me up at night was the true virus we're fighting, and it didn't come from China. It came from Karl Marx. It's here. It's a cultural virus. I wrote most of the book during COVID, and what I noticed was the government was trying to control us medically, what we inject ourselves with, where we go, what we strap on our faces or don't strap on our faces. And while they were doing that, they were conditioning us in another way. And that is the woke virus that I describe in the book. And it is pernicious. It's everywhere. It's in our sports. It's in our entertainment. They're trying to – it comes in the form of cancel culture. They're trying to run comedians out of town. They're trying to control what TV shows we watch, what radio shows we listen to. They're trying to remove some of our favorite hosts from television. So that's what I wanted to zero in on, the fact that the true virus that we are fighting against – led by the reanimated corpse in the White House, is wokeness. And, you know, look, I'm sure you talk about it, you know, white privilege and microaggressions and equity. They get into the public schools. They're trying to change your children. They're trying to tell them that the founding fathers were terrible racists. So this is a way to fight back.
Well, the other thing, AJ, they have done is made us fearful. You know, this is new. I mean, I haven't experienced this pandemic of fear since I was a kid growing up during the Cold War, and we had to dive under our desks just in case of a Russian nuclear bomb being released, right? But this is something, as you say, that is quite pernicious. It has invaded every aspect of our life, and it's more importantly, what it's done is it obliterated our First Amendment right of being, this ability to be able to have a conversation one with another. We are engaging individuals for the most part, even introverts, I find, you know, need to have an engagement of sort. And when that's canceled, then that's deprived. It leaves us quite hollow and vulnerable.
Now we've, and that's just it. We have been put through the sort of dress rehearsal of soft authoritarianism, and we accept their premises. They try out different tactics on us. And if we don't shout stop or fight back, they're just going to keep taking an inch and taking an inch and taking an inch. I mean, they raided the president's house. I mean,
yes.
I mean, where's the outrage? I mean, Look, they want to control the language. Yes, it's about the First Amendment. It comes from Hollywood. It comes from the Democratic Party. It comes from the teachers' unions and academia. Now, the thing that connects them all, the sort of, you know, social justice warrior cartilage, is big tech. It binds them all together. It gives them cover. And it suppresses voices like yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because here we are. I mean, the CDC made an announcement this past week that really said everything that they've been telling us about COVID was wrong. They admitted it. And where's the mainstream media? I mean, the same talking heads that supported the doctrine that was being espoused out there, that was keeping us more fearful, that was getting us attached to instruments of medicine, and even the wrong medicine that was killing people, that they still have not admitted to the impact that remdesivir has had on people. It's unconscionable, AJ.
They told millions of pregnant people to go inject themselves with this. I see the greatest class action lawsuit in history in the future. Are you kidding me? I mean, they tell women, my wife was pregnant during this thing. My wife was pregnant. She can't have sushi. She can't have aspirin. She can't eat salami. But she can have the COVID vaccine. It's outrageous.
Yes. I know. Yeah. Now, it's insane the things that they made is you know, go through this gauntlet of horror and, again, stripping us of our liberty and freedom so they will have control. AJ, as you look out on this, what is the end game for these globalists? I mean, because this is a globalist mindset that is being led by the World Economic Forum and powers that include President Xi and Putin and others. And America is being put in the back of the bus.
Well, look, geopolitically, globalism, I mean, COVID-19 should have proven that globalism was a failure. Mm-hmm. But understand this. Our enemies love wokeism. General Spalding gave me a blurb for the book where he says China loves wokeism. Anything that makes America weaker, anything that represses us, anything that makes us condition us just to the point where we'll hold our tongue, where we'll accept the premise of the new pronoun, and we'll accept the premise of unchecked borders or radical free trade that crushes and exports American jobs. They love it. They're chuckling. And just understand this. One thing I've been working on this morning. The attack on Salman Rushdie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, somebody jumped on stage a couple months ago and tried to stab Dave Chappelle at a concert. The attack on Salman Rushdie is basically a form of cancel culture. The original cancel culture came from the Iranians, the mullahs in Iran, the American fatwa. Don't think for a second. I was booted off of LinkedIn for almost a month. I just got it back this week. Why? Because I shared a bunch of opinion from some of my clients like Naomi Wolf and Gregory Wrightstone. So don't think for a second the fatwa is not coming for us. They want to remove free speech, and they want to stop us from being able to communicate with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the attack, in a sense, that raid that took place in Mar-a-Lago, wasn't just against the president. It was against anybody that believed in America, the MAGA movement, and Donald Trump at large, was it not?
No, it was a raid on 5 million voters, without a doubt.
Right. Yeah, and this is where, you know, the people, thank God, I believe, are starting to wake up from all this wokeism, AJ, and they're starting to say, hell no. And we need, to continue to flame those fires to resist this movement that, they've been able to get away with this. I mean, this has been a progressive movement for the last several decades. This just didn't happen overnight.
Yeah, its initial form really begins in the 90s with the political correctness movement. And then it's given, it's like a snake right? Shedding its skin and getting new scales. That's basically what it's done. And it comes in the form of BLM and the Me Too movement, you know, Antifa.
Got to go to break. More from AJ after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Despite what some may think, witchcraft is unfortunately alive and well in India and the surrounding regions. The Tide Ministry is using our radio broadcast to bring the light of Christ to these people who are entrenched in spiritual darkness. One listener recently wrote in to share his story. After a life of swindling his community through witchcraft, this listener found the true God through our broadcasts, abandoned his witchcraft, and said yes to Christ. What an amazing story of the power of the gospel. And a great reminder of how impactful it can be for listeners to hear about the one true God and his incredible love for the first time in their own language. To learn how you can help the Tide Ministry continue sharing the good news of Christ around the globe, and help even more people find freedom from spiritual bondage, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
After the top of the hour, Fresh and Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. And Fresh and Independent is A.J. Rice. His new book, The Woking Dead, How Society's Woke Virus Destroys Our Culture. A.J., just to put a ribbon on what we were talking about earlier, I want you to pick up on that thought and complete it so we can move on to the next series of questions.
Well, just understand this. The you've got brown shirts in real life that are raiding the president's home, personal residence, right?
Right.
Some people are asking whether the FBI has become the militant wing of the Democratic Party. Now, their air cover, the place that most of wokeism refuels, lands, and takes off from is big tech. That yes. is their how they project power. It's their armada, right? The aircraft mm-hmm. carrier of cultural Marxism. And, you know, the country was not supposed to be a situation where we have to invent our own TV shows and our own social media apps and our own churches. The country was not supposed to be like this. We were all supposed to be able to unite under one American creed. And the people that fought so hard to get removed, to remove separate but equal, are now trying to institute it. So we have to fight back. The Woking Dead are everywhere. I mean, the guy in the White House, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's a meat puppet, and he's got people around him pulling the strings. And all the hopes and dreams of progressive America are just being dumped into this trash can, and he's giving it to them. So we have to fight back. I really appreciate, you know, you going through the book, and, you know, you just have to understand something. The American people want their culture back. Yes,
exactly.
They follow politics, but really, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, the stuff that follows you home and comes into your house, whether it's in the form of inflation or having your favorite TV show canceled because of some goofy reason, that's really where the American people's heart is.
Well, more and more Americans are saying, I don't want to be identified as a Republican or Democrat anymore. I just want to be an American. I just want it to go well for myself, my family. I want to work hard, enjoy the fruits of my labor, and I want that for my neighbor. I mean, what a novel idea. I mean, we are dealing with all this hot mess, and it will continue until we get on the other side of this. You know, Donald Trump was a breath of fresh air to this country, which was quite the contrast compared to the Obama-Biden years, and why this country would determine, you know, to the tune of 80 million voters to want to select Joe Biden over a president that had turned the establishment on its head, that they would go with this narrative is beyond me. This is absolutely incredulous. Of course, you know, we saw what happened with the FBI raid and what continues to happen and how they're trying to kneecap Donald Trump and anybody that believes in America First policies, AJ.
Well, look, the left and the media like a more genteel, genuflecting, quiet, linguine spine, Jeff Flake, Mitt Romney type of Republican. Ones that they can bully. Ones that they can impugn the integrity of. Ones that they can plant evidence on. Ones that they will just walk, take their ball and go home and know their place. And Trump, and this is the reason he broke a lot of people, some of it's Queens, some of it's Scotland from his mother.
Right.
He's not going to put up with that. He's
exactly.
not. He's the ultimate counterpuncher. So they are beside themselves by that. They can't control him like they could possibly, you know, a Bush or a McCain or a Romney or even a Bob Dole, God rest his soul. There's a lot of these people are nice men personally. But if you're going to take your country back, you can't always be led by nice men.
Exactly. Well, it's kind of like that scene in The Godfather when it was time to get a new attorney, and Michael's talking to Tom, the existing attorney. He says, we need a wartime consigliere, right? And this is where America is right now, is we are in a battle, the battle for America's life. I mean, basically, when you've got 90%, AJ, 90% of the country saying we're on the wrong track, that is quite revealing and should be rattling the kneecaps of the Democrats and these wokists and these progressives that are that have been leading our country down a dark and dire road.
No, I agree with you. You know, it's funny, when Trump was president, a lot of people that claimed to be able to think for Christians or Catholics or Orthodox Jewish people would ask me, why do they like him? Why do evangelicals like Trump? And I used to say, because he's the bouncer outside the church. Well, what do you mean? I said, evangelicals have reached a point where they're not looking for the pastor in chief. They're looking for someone to stand outside the church like a bouncer, and
right.
stop the woke zombies from entering their church and burning it to the ground.
Exactly. What comes to mind was when the president was right in front of the church that almost was burnt down in Washington, D.C. Interesting you should use that analogy, A.J.
Well, that was him standing there. Mm-hmm. I've been using that for years, and then he actually fulfilled it. So,
yeah.
I mean, look, we're dealing with a whole group of people that are obsessed with identity. They're obsessed with it, okay? They're not, and diversity, right? How does diversity enhance talent exactly? It doesn't. Was Jackie Robinson great? Or was Jackie Robinson black and therefore great? No, he was great.
Right.
Muhammad
exactly.
Ali was great. Could have been purple. He would have been great. So they're obsessed with it. They're fixated on race and gender and sexuality instead of being fixated on excellence.
Well, you know, and then we go back to the simple statement that's often quoted of Martin Luther King Jr., not the color of her skin, but the content of her character. I mean, when is that going to be allowed to rise up again? Go ahead.
This same obsession is basically taking over parts of the military. They're not looking for great Marines or great airmen or great Navy sailors or Army. They're looking, again, like they're going through a sushi menu of a Benetton ad, checking boxes.
Well, look what happened. You know, we checked a box for a vice president. We've checked a box for a Supreme Court judge that doesn't even know what a woman is.
Correct.
I mean, this is pretty insane, AJ.
This is what happens when you lead
with
identity instead of leading with talent.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here we are. We're committing the same sins that these other nations.
Do you think Barack Obama chose Joe Biden because he was talented? He pulled him off the trash heap? Barack Obama chose Joe Biden because he needed an old, slightly, racist, Irish guy from the Northeast that had been in the Senate a long time. I mean, even Joe Biden was picked because he was an Irish Catholic curmudgeon dummy. And Obama pulled him off the trash heap. And where was Kamala at the time that she was picked? She was out of that presidential race by, I think, Christmas against Biden.
Right.
Again, she was picked not for talent, but because she was checking boxes.
Well, we got to get out of this checking boxes mentality, but until we get on the other side of, sadly, 2024. But meanwhile, the battle rages, and we've got to do something about it, even starting these midterms, to be extremely vigilant to make sure all our votes count, AJ.
Well, look, the American people are waking up. You saw what happened in Virginia with Glenn Youngkin's win. Is Glenn Youngkin the biggest right-winger in America? No. No, could he win a Texas primary? Probably not. But he saw one thing, and that is that people's kids were being screwed with because of wokeism, because of CRT, the 1619 Project. And if we can harness that message, your pocketbook is getting hit, your health is getting hit, your education of your children is getting hit. Get yourself a copy of The Woking Dead. Go to the polls. Wave it around in those phony poll watchers' faces and say, let's go, Brandon, and let's go vote.
Amen. Amen. A.J. Rice, his book, The Woking Dead, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. 30 seconds left. I'm going to let you bring us home, A.J.
Well, look, you can get it pretty much anywhere books are sold. Understand that it's really up to you, the audience, to make a difference. You have to vote with your feet. You have to vote with your wallet. If you don't like goofy corporations jamming their messages down your throat, turn it off, go somewhere else. That same thing goes with the NFL and the NBA, as much as I'm from Philly and love sports. And take back your country. Take back your culture. Take back your country. Get a copy of The Woking Dead and never stop listening to Bill Martinez Live.
You got it. He's the CEO of Publius PR. A.J. Rice has been with us, author of The Woking Dead. Thank you, A.J. God bless, my friend.
Hey, folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Kansas officials confirmed a vote upholding abortion rights followed a partial recent recount Sunday in the Sunflower State. Fred Sherman is the Johnson County Elections Commissioner.
Over 126,000 ballots that was cast on Election Day here in Johnson County.
Authorities pulled a white SUV from California's Prosser Creek Reservoir Sunday evening. That's about a 30-minute drive north of Lake Tahoe. A private scuba team claims they have found the body of missing 16-year-old Kylie Rodney. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan was charged under the country's Anti-Terrorism Act Sunday for allegedly threatening senior police and a judge in a speech. The charge is significant escalation in the struggle for power between the former cricket player and the current government. Imran was kicked out of power in April from a no-confidence vote. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a new week. Happy Monday to you. Well, we've got former law enforcement officer and veteran SWAT team member weighing in on the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. Still, lots of questions, a little scant on the answers, but slowly but surely, we may get down to the bottom of this as much as the FBI might be hesitant to let us get down to it because, we're still shocked. With all that's going on. And joining us now is Dr. Mark Sherwood. Mark, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me, and happy Monday to you, too.
Hey, where are we now on all this? I mean, the FBI still, and of course, the judge doesn't want to allow the complete affidavit to come out, which would, clear up a lot. How much should we as citizens have a right to know about what happened at Mar-a-Lago?
Well, actually, myself took the time to read the actual warrant and read the receipts that were presented based upon the property that was seized. Many times, and I've done these warrants myself, written the affidavits, executed the warrants locally and also with federal officers. So a couple things people need to catch is don't expect the judge anytime soon to release the entirety of the affidavit. It would be very customary not to do that, even though this is an extraordinary time, because the pushback on the investigation side of this is going to be, and again, I'm not giving my opinion, on everything. I'm just telling you this is what the facts are. They would not right. release the entirety of the affidavit just because they are going to say that it's going to compromise the integrity of the investigation, may identify witnesses, and then an ongoing investigation that's typically not done. Even though I'm with you that the more information that comes out, the more the public can reconcile it.
Right. Well, and I guess this is the challenge with this. You know, everybody says this is unprecedented. And as you just stated, under normal circumstances, you know, this would not be the public spectacle and the media spectacle that it has become. And so nobody's looking good on this thing. I mean, you know, the FBI is questioned. Of course, they've had a history with Donald Trump. There's been a lot of problems, FOIA requests. I mean, Russian collusion, everything. I mean, this has been, you know, 5 years where the FBI's credibility has been compromised. And then you have this heading into a hot political season. Democrats not looking real good, and you know, the timing of this really stinks to high heaven. So, you know, how do you get control of this thing? Because the people, meanwhile, they're losing trust here, Mark.
Yeah, and to me, Bill, as a former law enforcement officer, you know, I've actually got people that I know, you know, personally that work for the FBI at various branches around the country, you know, former colleagues. The sad mm-hmm. thing about this one is that the amount of distrust towards, you know, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and even the amount of distrust in law enforcement in general, you know, even when you watch the news, you know, there's always something coming up, you know, violence from police on subject A. And so it's sad to me because we need law enforcement. I think we all agree with that concept. You know, we don't want to do away with it, but we want to have, as the public should, want to have the trust back. And law enforcement, when we sign off on that, we sign off to be heavily scrutinized, and that's okay. That's what mm-hmm. you agreed to do. And but my concern right. on this one is that, man, I just want people to kind of take not a pause break, but a breath or two, and realize that yes, there could be compromise. That is very very much of a true statement. We've dealt with this for the last, you know, half decade, and it's just a perpetual story theme. But every right. single person within these branches of our law enforcement agencies around this great country we still live in, every person is not compromised. And so it's we don't want to have violence that's going to be executed upon, you know, FBI office A in city B just because it's an FBI person. You know, we don't want to do that because that would right. be a negative. That's a trap we fall into. So hope you're hearing me, conservatives out there. Don't fall for that trap because it is a trap.
Mm-hmm.
The second point I want to make.
Well, okay, well, let's all right, go ahead and make the second point, and then we'll go back and untie that first point a little bit. But go ahead.
Yeah, perfect. The second point is like, I agree. This thing, the timing of it, the way things are in our world right now, this is going to create more division and already has. It's galvanizing mm-hmm. more the polar opposite sides of this issue. And so, you know, a country that should be indivisible, you know, with liberty and justice for all has certainly digressed into a country that's very divided.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, first thing is that, you know, Mike Pence, others have, again, are focusing on just what you just said, is that the FBI is under threat. You know, we had one situation that I'm aware of. Has there been more that you're aware of where people have attacked the FBI?
You know, I it's hard to say. I mean, I hear the one, and I think that I come at it. And I did hear what Mike Pence said, and you know, I don't know the man. I'm just coming at it from a law enforcement standpoint, you know. So I'm hoping that people will not, you know, fall for any traps of violence. That's my
right.
angle with that, regardless of what Mr. Pence said. So yeah, I hear you on that.
Yeah, and I think that the general, I mean, even President Trump has made comments, say, look at, you know, chill. I yep. get that, you know, which is actually more than, you know, the administration or anybody else for that matter, had to say when people were surrounding the homes of Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Comey Barrett. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yes.
So what happens here is, and this is the thing, when we get divided, then, you know, it's like two kids in a room. Wait a minute, that's not fair. You just let Johnny get away with this. And I didn't even do half of what Johnny did, and now you're all over my back end. What's up with that?
You know, yeah, we've got this horrible comparison trap now, don't we? You know, and it's
right,
like,
exactly.
It's right, you know, it's just absolutely right. I mean, you're right on point.
And so you're telling the people who really are feeling the greater level of unfairness, you chill out. Well, wait a minute. You know, there's an offense here. And you can't just say chill out. I mean, you got to be able to come back and go, look, I understand. I understand why you think it's unfair. And you know what? You're right. It is unfair. But here's the deal is that, yeah, I mean, we could make this really complicated and you can think that you're justifying yourself, but there's no justification for breaking the law. Whether you break the law at a higher level because of a greater offense or lesser, you're still breaking the law. Okay. And so why do you want to put yourself in that position? And I think for the most part, conservatives, as a rule, Mark, are a little bit more level headed. I mean, you look at what we've gone through in the last 10 years, for example. We don't have to go deep in history. I mean, it's the left that's unhinged. I mean, they're losing their skulls. They're burning down buildings. We just went through $4 billion in the summer of love of destruction. And at every turn, I mean, they get offended. And, man, you think, holy wow, what the heck is going on here? And immediately they're burning buildings, destroying jobs, and destroying communities. Now, the right, because, you know, and I think at the very heart of this, where this country is taking care of this or taking it for granted, at the very heart of it is that you got people of faith. You got conservative people who believe in God. They believe in the Ten Commandments. You just go around killing and, you know, destroying property and doing all that kind of stuff on its face. And will you have a, you know, somebody who's finally had enough and maybe they just get upset and, you know, is that going to happen? Yeah, but I mean, you know, that's one compared to, you know, thousands that have happened before. Again, no excuse. Breaking the law is still breaking the law. But it's incumbent upon the law keepers to dole out justice fair-mindedly. And the perception in the street is that this isn't fair. I mean, enough of this attack on Trump. You know, you guys keep on doing this stuff. It gets fishy. I mean, you know, they need, you know, if anybody needs to be chilled, it needs to be the FBI, in my humble opinion. You know, they need to take a breath, right? And because of what they're doing, I mean, okay, maybe there's laws broken here. We don't know. I mean, things that need to be done. But it's like, let's just take a breather here and think about what you're doing to the country. We got to go to a quick break. We got more from Dr. Mark Sherwood after this. Stay with us.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Mark Sherkwood continues with us, the former law enforcement officer, veteran SWAT team member. He's been involved with many search warrants, gone through the process, so he knows exactly what's going on. You know, and we got to keep in mind, this isn't our job. This isn't what we do. Mark is very well aware, and we appreciate him coming on to kind of give us, the substance of everything and what we can expect, and not to get so emotionally engaged with what the media wants to do and what they want to whip us up on so they can get clicks and get attention. I mean, there is a reasonable approach to all this. Yes, it seems unfair that they're going after a former president right near a political season. I mean, what a mess. I mean, this is what happens when we the people aren't in charge. And you got elites running the show here. And we got to be careful that we don't get whipped up and somebody steps over their skis, as Mark said, because, you know, like I said, whether you're on the right or you're left, you break the law, it doesn't matter. You break the law. And if Donald Trump somehow has, broken the law, well, then there's remedy to it. And we'll get through the process. But, this is the thing, Mark, as we were saying, people on the right, for the most part, can handle the process. I mean, consider what's happened with January 6th. Yes, people on the right are very upset as to what's happened with people being incarcerated to the extent that they have been. I mean, we didn't have this kind of rounding up of people, during the Summer of Love. Black Lives Matter. I didn't see the jails being filled with a bunch of Black Lives Matter participants. I saw a lot of people, even with Kamala Harris, our vice president, leading the charge to get them bailed and out of jail. But here we've got American citizens that are, political prisoners, so to speak. I mean, they have been incarcerated, in some cases for over a year, some in solitary confinement. And here it is. We see, unfortunately, I don't think the January 6th committee hearing is doing the country any justice. On its surface, it's not calming anybody. It's not giving them a sense of propriety and a sense of, background to help us understand what's going on. All we see is that it seems to be like more of a faux trial. And maybe you can help us, Mark, and bring some substance and some calm to this, because, you see, this is all adding to this recipe of unrest. And I what I sense when we're talking in the first segment here is that we got to be careful this thing doesn't get out of hand.
Yeah, we really need to. And the J6 hearings going on right now, I mean, I'm with you. It seems to be a lot of nothing more than just noise, in my opinion, because it's not doing anything. I'm all about due process, right? Due process is that, you know, if you, Bill, were arrested for whatever alleged crime, you are supposed to get an opportunity to, you know, go before a jury of your peers. Cases would be presented on both sides, right? And then guilt would be determined. But you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. Now, we have a system right now which is just screwed up. I mean, it's all about the court of public opinion. It's the court of political opinion. It's not a court of righteous, constitutional, godly opinion anymore. And this is where we are right now, unfortunately, in our world. And so, you know, yes, we need to exercise temperance. Yes, we need to, and I think if we could, you know, kind of push people this area, this is a great opportunity for us right now to rise above it all, because if we know the second person that sort of inflicts the blow is going to get caught, you know, even if they got twice, you know, that's kind of the way it goes, right? Remember that in school? I know we're all like have been there. And we wish we were like, man, I shouldn't have done that, you know, even though they deserved it. And I get that, but rise above it all, because that's what the beauty of it is with we the people. You know, and you mentioned it earlier. If we the people had not allowed over the course of the time that the last, you know, 50, 70, 100 years, the government to get so darn powerful and become so darn tyrannical, we wouldn't be here. Now, how do we get it back? We the people must stand together, peacefully protest. Peacefully, you know, don't break the law, but stand up for everything that is right without fear. And I still have a belief, Bill, that this country can be saved. I really do. But boy, it's now or never.
Well, I'm as optimistic as you are, Mark, that we can be saved. But it starts with a moral people. You know, the moral people have been shut out. Morality has been cut out, and we've got to bring that back. I've been saying for quite a while, we need to return to first principles. You know, what is it? What is it that is foundational to the greatness of this country? And that's what you're speaking of right now. And we need to reconnect with that. And when we do, then, you know, I think that some of these emotions, I mean, look, I understand the emotions that are out there. That it's a natural human experience, okay? But there, after everything, you just can't allow the emotions just to keep building up. There's got to be an outlet. If not, then we get into, you know, some pretty crazy stuff that you're suggesting. And I would hope that that would not be the case. But look, America was started with a revolution, and maybe we'll be born again with another revolution. I don't know. I'm like you. Hopefully there's enough reasonable people. But you know, this is the challenge that we have right now, is that our country is made up of this cross section of people with different experiences, different moral values, and somehow we've got to find some middle ground here to come together. And right now, there does not seem to be that voice of leadership that can come out and kind of sober things up. Because we've been whipped up for quite a while now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and you know, you mentioned that the voice of reason and leadership, and I absolutely commend you, Bill Martinez, for doing what you're doing right now, because it is a voice of leadership and a voice of reason. And we need to, even the people that are listening today, you know, be that leader person within your family, within your community, within your circles of influence, because everybody knows there is going to be someone, because the emotions are high, the country's divided. Everybody knows people within their leadership circles that are like on the edge of saying, you know, basically screw it. I'm going to go do whatever, right? And so we can't be there. And you make a moral compass. So help that person. And our country works. This constitutional republic works. If we have the divine providence, I call him God, who I have a relationship with.
Yes.
If we have the divine providence of God as our moral compass. However, it will not work. It will never work, and it will fall if the leadership does not acquiesce and understand that the moral compass of God needs to be superior in our focus and our thinking. That's why we use the Pledge of Allegiance, one nation under God.
Under God.
It doesn't say equal to or above, for Pete's sake.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. And you're right on here, Mark, because, see, the thing is that regardless of where you are and what station of life you're in right now, for the most part, you know, you look at the country and you go, wow, it's a pretty darn good country, all things considered, you know, compared to everywhere else. Okay, we've lost, we've lost track here, but we can get back on track because we've been on the road. So we know what that looks like. I mean, we're not that far removed with the generations that we're totally disconnected from reality. Okay, so we have a roadmap. We just need to get back on that roadmap. And but understand, as you said, that roadmap, and it was initiated by divine providence. It was, you know, it was God Himself that it was God Himself that blessed this country and gave us this country. And I think it's rather audacious that somehow we've gotten as reckless humanoids to that point. And it's the history of man. This happens. Okay, God can handle it. Okay. And but the fact of the matter is that we, the people, can't handle it. We can't handle the chaos. And because otherwise it will really get unhinged. And we've got a lot of problems seriously here in River City. So, yes, we have to turn back to God. Because God is he is the moral compass. He is the one that blesses and takes away. This country was blessed because of God, not because of Joe Biden, not because of the Democrats, not because of the Republicans, sorry to tell you. Even including Donald Trump, okay? It's because of the hand of God. So we need to realize that we get back to first principles and understand this isn't about Republicans or Democrats. This is about the United States of America, the country that God blessed. And God blessed this country because the pilgrims came here and said, hey, we just want a place we can worship you. Can that happen? God, can you do that? And if you do that, we're going to be faithful. We're going to follow your commandments. We're going to love you. We're going to love people. And we're going to do the best we can. But
our country,
as John Whitworth said, go ahead.
Yeah, our country will never fall from the outside, because God's hand of protection is upon our country. However, the only way it would fall is from the inside out, and this is what we have to guard against, Bill, every day. And it's going to take some people, and hopefully people listening right now will just stop and push the ego aside. I look at ego as edging God out. Ego, you know, put the ego aside, put the pride aside, and realize, hey, God, I need you. That's the key right there.
Amen. Amen. You know, we go back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. You know, for a while in the 80s, we used to hear that verse all the time. Some of the pastors, I think, said, well, you know, we've said it, we beat that drum so much, you know, people are tired of hearing it. It doesn't matter. I mean, are people tired of hearing that, you know, God loves you? I mean, we've been saying God loves you forever. I mean, you know, so it's like, but, you know, here's the prescription. You know, if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then God's going to hear. He's going to forgive our sins. He'll heal our land. That's what we want right now, don't we? I would think.
Yes,
you know,
sir. Indeed.
That's my prayer.
That right now. Yes. Amen.
Mark Sherwood, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Former law enforcement officer, veteran SWAT team member, Dr. Mark Sherwood has been our guest. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
No other name.